VWA Mobile.
Good morning, KM4 VWA, W4 DJW.
What's happening this morning, Dave? Did you get it all done?
Well, in a limited fashion. Adding the 70-centimeter radios took away two other things, but we can live without those four temporarily until I can figure out a way. One is the GPS that comes from the Free Sky radio that goes into, actually it reads from the flight controller, goes through the Free Sky radio, and comes through the Free Sky telemetry. So there's two sets of telemetry being transmitted. The Free Sky, like your Free Sky, transmits telemetry to your radio, and you can see what's going on, and you don't have telemetry radios, the 900 megahertz or the 70 centimeters. So this one has both the 900 or the 70 centimeters telemetry and the Free Sky. So I'm missing that one because I had to use the serial port that it was using. So it's gone. Remember the map on the screen and the little dot that moves around? You can see where it's flying. That's gone. And then the other thing is the heads-up display on telemetry port 2. I don't have it working yet. It still displays the numbers on there, and some of the metrics come through, but some of them are just zeros.
What do you think? Is this a reconfigure or a change in equipment?
Say that again. I had my volume down really low, and I had to turn it up a little bit.
Okay. Is this a reconfigure or a change or additional equipment?
So for the first one, what they did a long time ago, were before the Pixhawks came out, and they only had APMs, RDU, Pilot, I don't know what the M stood for. Anyway, they were autopilots, and they were 8-bit. Then they came out with a MinimOSD, an on-screen display, because when you had your glasses on, you need to be able to know how much battery was left. You need to be taking glasses on and off to figure out how much battery is left and all that, so they wanted a heads-up display, so they created the MinimOSD. I think they've come out with better things since then, but I don't know. I have to research it. So, for now, it's using the same thing, but it's using it from a different port, and there may be variables that I have to go in and set. There's 1,044 variables total in my configuration that I have for this one, and others can be more or less. I have to figure out which ones it is and why does port 1 on the, and by the way, when I was reading the documentation, I read that by no means should you ever put your telemetry radios on the same port as your heads-up display. And I was doing that and getting away with it. So there's another one that we got away with without crashing. Anyway, it's not really a change. It's trying to figure out how to use it the way it was originally intended when they made the migration from APM to Pixhawk.
Following most of that. Well, look, my brother is coming up tomorrow to fly with me. Do you want to take today and just work on the issue and let's go fly tomorrow?
Yeah, is he going to come up to Foothills, or did he ever join up at Campabella?
You know what? That's an unknown. I do not think he joined at Campabella. I don't know. I'll have to ask him. I do know he joined a couple of fields down in Atlanta and Alpharetta. But he can come up and fly as my guest as long as he's got his AMA over at Foothills, tomorrow. So, anyhow, he's going to come up tomorrow, and we're going to fly, and, we could do what you're wanting to do then if you've got it worked out.
We can do that. I'm fine with waiting until tomorrow. But if I do get a breakthrough, I might go over there and test something real quick and come back. I don't know if you had any plans to go over there, but so I might see you. But I would like to, instead of just getting it going and have zeros on the screen and not get any GPS coordinates to my Free Sky radio, so I can't see it on the moving on the map. I'd rather get those two things ironed out. I think for the second one, there is a serial port that is being used by GPS number two right now, and it's only using half of that. That serial port actually can make two connections. I was just reading about that when you threw your call sign out there. So I could go in through that to solve the second problem, getting the FreeSky telemetry back on the FreeSky radio. And then for the first one, I just have to study. I don't know. I don't know what they originally intended when they made the migration from APM to PixHawk and how telemetry 1 and telemetry 2 port work. I know we got away with using telemetry 1 port for both the OSD and the telemetry radios, and we shouldn't have ever done that. That's what I'm reading in the documentation now. So, yeah, I think waiting might be good.
You know, there's no rush for me to go over there, and if I want to go over and fly a little bit, hey, I'll just take off, go over there, and put that little UMX up in the air, or the Sentinel up in the air, and go have a little fun, and you go ahead. There's no, I just don't want you to be under pressure, you know, to get this done. Work your way through it, do what you need to do, and if you've got it ready tomorrow, come on out tomorrow. Now, by the way, what time is the club meeting tomorrow? Do you know? I haven't gotten an email.
Let me go look it up. I'll look up last month's reminder to see when it is. It is October, isn't it? October the 1st is today. Tomorrow will be the 2nd. It'll be the first Saturday. I didn't realize it was tomorrow. Let me go look it up, and I'll be back in just a second. And I was under the impression Larry was out there teaching people every day. I haven't seen him out there since I've been going out there. I don't know what happened there. Maybe, I hope he's okay. Anyway, let me go look it up, and I'll be right back. W4DJW.
To go, make sure that you mark Sunday, October 3rd. That is an illustrious day. My birthday.
I heard somebody talking on here earlier saying rain's supposed to set in sometime. When is that supposed to happen? Have you looked that up?
Evening, going into Monday.
Okay, 40% chance on Sunday. 67% chance on Monday. Oh well. At least the weekend will be good. Then a little bit, no. Then there's a 66 on Tuesday, a 74 on Wednesday, an 82 on Thursday, percent chance of rain, and a 29% on Friday. So it won't be till next Saturday. It's going to be another rainy week. Anyway, let me go look that up. I'll be back in a second. W4DJW. Okay, last month was Saturday at 2 p.m. So that's the official time for the last month was 2 p.m. And you can go fly before that, and just when they have the club meeting, you just got to stop flying and go sit down and listen to them.
And they'll cover the results from the fly-in, any new members, which we do have some, I believe. And, excuse me, I got a little hair or feather in my throat. I don't know of anything else they'll cover, except they were trying to raise money for that mower, weren't they?
Which reminds me, did Jim and who was it? Was it Ollie? Jim and Ollie? Or Jim and somebody were planning on joining down there? Did they ever join up? Have you heard? Have you talked to them?
No, and I need to talk to Jim anyhow. So let me give him a call and see what's going on. Yeah, I'm hoping they went ahead and joined because they were both talking very favorably. So anyhow, I'll give Jim a call today to see what's happening. And, I don't remember. I'm trying to remember time frame on the club dues up at Campobello. October 1st to September 31st or just what?
W4DJW. Well, I don't think I'm going to sign up with them for another year. I think Foothills is meeting my needs, and they're a lot less expensive. And a really nice flying field. It's not sitting up on top of the hill either. I believe that's why it's not near as windy down there.
Foothills is a little bit more closed in, but it's head and shoulders above. No, I'm not about to re-up over there at Campobello. I may sneak in there as a guest my 6 times a year just to give a couple of people a hard time, But beyond that, no, they ain't getting any of my money.
Okay, well, I'll let you give Jim a call. Was that Ollie that was talking about joining with Jim? Was that both of them, or was that Jim and somebody else?
It was Jim and Ollie.
Okay. Well, it'd be good to see them come down there and join up. And might want to let them know, if you talk to him, that the meeting's tomorrow, too. Because that slipped my mind until you said something about it.
Yep. I'd like to know, just how we did on that fly-in. You know, because we actually had a pretty good crowd out there.
Was that guy that crashed the jet, was he a member?
I don't know. I had not seen him before. And the guy with the red scorpion, I don't know whether he was a member or not either.
We need to make a request that they publish, maybe not publish, but to the membership anyway, a roster so we know who's who, so we can figure out what's going on down there. They gave me one when I was up at Campobello, and it had about 40 or 50 people on it. I think I showed that to you, but anyway, if you remember that tomorrow at 2 during the meeting, and I forget, prod me, I'll bring it up and ask them if somebody can create that so we can know who's who.
Okay, well, I never got a roster up at Campobello. They never gave me anything like that. I think that'd be a pretty good idea for down at Foothill.
All right. Well, I'm going to go back to my reading on this serial port 2 deal. Getting these, I'm using 5 serial ports on that thing for communications. But anyway, it's getting better, and I'm learning some stuff. So I'm going to go back to work on it. I want to get it worked out, get it solved, and go out there and do some follow me flying.
Sounds like a winner. Oh, and you know what? Now, that little UMX, now I can fly it pretty slow. We may want to, now I don't know, it's really small. Oh, well, just a concept. All right, listen, have a good day. I know you'll get that worked out. There is all confidence in the world that you'll get it. So, anyhow, and I'll try to continue following along and understanding it. KN4VWA, I'm clear after your final, boss.
Okay, well, once we get this one worked out, get your pocketbook ready because we're going to build you one. So it doesn't have to be that ready, but it has to be ready. Anyway, KN4VWA, W4DJ, WClear.
W. Fringy U, Sleeping Beauty, KN4VWA.
Cut off the air. I couldn't even see it.
You talking about 9-4?
Yeah.
Well, I'm down at my office building near Pelham Road. You want to go over there and see if we can hit it?
No, because I just tried and I couldn't. But how you doing this morning?
It's a pain, my friend. Just doing, that's all. I am hoping to be finished with my morning dues at around 10:30 and then head back to the house so that I can play with my stuff.
Blame you. I'm headed to Top Golf. And hit one around a little bit, and then probably go to my parents' house and mow some grass. But did you get my other text that I have the product and I'm ready to go? Although, what's the weather going to be like now? I saw on one app 60% rain.
What is the product that you've got that you're going to use? Is it a water-based material?
I don't know. It's Thompson's Water Seal, specifically made for brick and mortar.
A lot of times, some of those products, you wet the surface of what you're applying it to, such as a mortar joint or brick, and that helps the material soak into the porous joints to do the actual seal, okay? So you need to get on your instructions and see just what that is. And if it is a water-based material, You may not want to try to do that and it expecting rain, because a lot of times those materials need 24 hours dry to cure.
I will be all over the instructions, but one thing I read said if you use a cleaner to clean the surfaces first, you need to let it completely dry. So I'm not thinking I need to put any wet on it. But like I say, there was 60% on one app, and I don't know what it is for Tuesday. So you're right. If it's for expecting rain, I don't want to wash it off. Interestingly, it says do not over-apply. A thin coat is best.
More than likely, what you're working with is a absorption resin. And the reason they say that is because if you put a real thick coat on there, it will expand and contract and break away loose from the mortar joint, because the mortar joint is porous and will flex and break and come up. So that's why they say that. Okay, it being probably a resin base, you need to read those instructions real good to see if it needs to have a period for curing, that it has to stay dry. So read that real close.
Will do. Anyway, I'm ready on my end. I'm actually going to try a little of it this weekend and see how it applies. And it says it will go through a normal sprayer. So, you know, I've got a bug sprayer that pumps up to pretty good pressure. I would have thought this stuff would be too thick to go through it, but I'll determine all that before Monday. I don't know if that means I'll have to have a sprayer with a compressor if this doesn't work or what, but I'm not going to try to roll it. I want it to get in the joints and all that stuff. It is, well, I can't. I could roll the surface of the brick, but I'd have to paint in with a brush in between, and I don't want to get in that kind of time, and I can't get up that high, actually. When you're on the back of the chimney's quite tall on the top of the roof, and I can't get the bucket around there. So the fact that I could spray it and spray above my head was going to be a great advantage.
All right, listen, if you're going to use a sprayer, there is one thing that you will definitely want to consider. A real mask with filters on it, not just a paper mask, because that, you know, that resin will go very, very fine in particulate and suspend in air. You don't want to breathe that stuff.
No. Oh, well, an N95, are you thinking that'll do it?
Is one of these rubber masks that has the two filters on each side, because that seals up against your face. A regular surgical mask or one of those N95s does not seal against your face. You know, stuff gets behind those masks all the time. It's like a paint mask, okay? You get up there to work and you start breathing pretty hard, you'll suck all kinds of stuff past those little surgical masks. Even an N95.
Oh, I'll read the label, see it, what I got to do. So, hang on a minute. Let me look at my phone and see what the weather is predicted to be. And we're not, it's a no-go, Steve. Now my app has 70% Monday and 70% Tuesday.
Thank you, weather. All right. This is saying 57% chance of rain Monday for AccuWeather. And if it is, I'm just going to tell Bob to keep the thing. He may go ahead and try to do his, but I'm going to tell him to keep it. Yeah, I can get one from Sunbelt Rentals. It's going to run me $200 for 4 hours. But I think I could get mine done in 4 hours. Now, he says he's got somebody up there to let him have it for 24 hours. For $275, so it might even be worth me going up there and getting it from there. But anyhow, we just have to play that by ear. But however, mine's going up just as soon as I can get a lift in some decent weather. So I'm going to get this thing up. I got my I went by Dwayne's today and had my mounting bracket for both antennas welded up, so I can attach that straight to the end of the building and go right straight up.
Come by 200 for half a day. Another 200 if you have it the first half of the day. We'll just go to the Hendersonville. I'll either go get it and you can take it back or vice versa, and we'll do it that way and split it. I don't want to be that rushed and pay that kind of money.
What you mean. I know what you mean. Yeah, I'm going to see if I can't find somebody else that's got one of those at a better rate. Sunbelt Rentals has always been a little high.
Unless the forecast radically changes, I guess we're out for Monday, which is okay. We'll get it done. Progress has been made.
Say again?
We've made progress. If we can't do it Monday, we'll get it soon.
All right. Well, cool beans. I pulled up here in front of my office building. I got to go ahead and take some measurements and get a repair made. So I'm going to jump and run, son. I will talk to you again soon. We'll stay in touch. Read those instructions. 73s. W4NGU, KN4BWA. I'm clear.
Boy, I had a nice thermos of coffee with some good real cream in it and left it at home. Well, that's the only thing that goes wrong today. It'll be fine with me. W4, never give up.